ஸ்ருதி புராணானாம் ஆலயம் கருணாலயம் நமாமி பகவத்பாத சங்கரம் லோக சங்கரம் சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சூத்ரபாஷ்யகிருதயங்கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி.
The first verse.
Shri Ganeshaya Namaha Sargasthiti Pralaya Hetum Achintya Shaktim Sargasthiti Pralaya Hetum Achintya Shaktim Vishveshwaram Vidita Vishwamananta Murtim Nirmukta Bandhanam Apara Sukham Burashim Shri Vallabham Vimala Bodhaganam Namami. சர்க்கஸ்திதி பிரலய ஹேதும் அசிந்த்ய சக்திம் விஸ்வேஸ்வரம் விதித விஸ்வமனந்த மூர்த்திம் நிர்முக்த பந்தனம் அபார சுகாம்புராசிம் ஸ்ரீவல்லபம் விமல போத கணம் நமாமி. யஸ்ய பிரசாதாதஹமேவ விஷ்ணுர் மய்யேவ சர்வம் பரிகல்பிதம் ச இத்தம் விஜானாமி சதாத்மரூபம் யஸ்யாங்கிரி பத்மம் பிரணதோஸ்மி நித்யம். யஸ்ய பிரசாதாதஹமேவ விஷ்ணுர். நவ வென் யூ சாண்டிங் மஸ்ட் சாண்ட் வித்தவுட் பிரேக்கிங். ஓகே, லிசன், சே ஆஃப்டர் மீ. சர்க்கஸ்திதி பிரலய ஹேது அசிந்த்ய சக்திம் விஸ்வேஸ்வரம் விதித விஸ்வமனந்த ரூபம் விஸ்வேஸ்வரம் விதித விஸ்வமனந்த மூர்த்திம் நிர்முக்த பந்தனம் அபார சுகாம்புராசிம் ஸ்ரீவல்லபம் விமல போத கணம் நமாமி. யஸ்ய பிரசாதாதஹமேவ விஷ்ணுர் மய்யேவ சர்வம் பரிகல்பிதம் ச யஸ்ய பிரசாதாதஹமேவ விஷ்ணுர் மய்யேவ சர்வம் பரிகல்பிதம் ச இத்தம் விஜானாமி சதாத்மரூபம் தஸ்யாங்க்ரி பத்மம் பிரணதோஸ்மி நித்யம் தஸ்யாங்க்ரி பத்மம் பிரணதோஸ்மி நித்யம். So here 49th verse. அஹம் ப்ரஹ்மேத்தி வாக்யார்த்த போதோ யாவத் திடீ பவேத் சமாதி சஹிதஹ சமாதி சஹிதஸ் தாவத் அப்யசேத் அப்யசேத் சவணாதிகம். அஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம இதி வாக்யார்த்த போதஹ யாவத் திடீ பவேத் தாவத் சமாதி சஹிதஹ சவணாதிகம் அப்யசேத். Okay, yesterday in the morning class I was talking about the impediments or obstructions associated with sattvika ahankara caused by avarna shakti. I was discussing, and the person who has such problems has shumbha nishumbha's personality. I said, Shumbha Nishumbha are very subtle problems. Ahankara, Mamakara. See, this strong I sense that I am the body, I am the, you know, and these all belong to me. The sense of possession, very subtle. it remains dormant, latent in our subconscious, in the form of vasana. That's why it doesn't get deleted that easily. It takes great deal of effort to repeatedly contemplate upon this fact which you understood, so that gradually it must become resolved. Okay? See, most of the problems are not, on the surface we don't have problems. But where the problems come from? They're all sitting in the form of vasanas, samskaras, in the subtle thoughts in our subconscious. When they remain dormant and latent, any problem we have, anything which disturbs, which comes up, not only desire, anger, etc., even the strong I sense with the body, this my sense, ahankaraha, mamakaraha, ahanta, mata, ahambaha, mamabhavaha, this I sense and my sense are I-ness and minus. They also in subtle form remain dormant and latent. How much I understand, how much we are very clear, again they surface because so much they remain rooted. Again it surfaces. So those subtle forms, ahankara, makara in subtle form, in sukshma vritti rupena yadu asti. Okay, manasa antaha means what? In subconscious, that all should be resolved. For me, the more and more what we listen, what we dwell upon, the fact, what we understand, should go to our subconscious. Understand? So whatever we are hearing, understanding, the subtle facts, all understanding also goes to our subconscious. Whatever goes to subconscious, and then, so they, slowly, what is there should be pushed out and becomes samskaras change. That is why repeated listening, repeated dwelling upon nididhyasanam will contribute for what? Repeat nididhyasanam, repeated listening, shavanam, manam, nididhyasanam will contribute for removing what is dormant in subconscious. Because it comes out. What you listen clearly goes in, so that will come up. But what I'm saying? That's why it's very, very important what we store in our subconscious. It's not something which comes up suddenly. Understand? What is there in subconscious alone surfaces. But for subconscious, what is in subconscious to surface, there must be external situations. We are always interacting with the world. We're interacting with the world and then transacting with the world. Naturally, there will be situations which contribute for the triggering of those what is subconscious. They surface. So not only our emotions, etc., even the I sense and my sense also, very strong things are there. It doesn't get resolved that soon. That is why Nidhyasanam, he says, Yavat, as long as this knowledge does not become firm, how firm it should become? What is the degree of firmness I should have? This firmness of this vision must be such. Again, the vasanas and subconscious do not surface and disturb us. Understand? So one must, it's not something impossible, but it takes longer time. One must be very conscious of all the time what we understand. When problems come, there you must become immediately objective. Otherwise, for transacting in the world, of course we will have identity with the body, we'll be transacting in the world. Understand? As an individual. That is what is very important here. Aham Brahma iti vakyartha bodaha yavat dadhi bhavet tavat shavanadikam abhyaset. No, people come and ask Puja Swami, how long should I be doing this Gita home study course? We finished the whole Gita home study course in 3 years and 4 years. People come and tell. 5 years we finished, 6 years we finished, 3 years we finished. It's not a 3 years course. Once you finish it again, restart from the beginning, introduction. Restart. How long? Okay? Until it goes through you. Isn't it? When, as I told, I think many times, Chinmayananda used to say, people come and tell him, we have gone through these Upanishads. How many Upanishads have gone through you? He used to ask. Okay? You have gone through them, but have they gone through you? They should go through us, isn't it? That means the vision must become assimilated. If you are, how do you know that you enjoy the benefit of knowledge? No external situation affects you, afflicts you. Then that is the scale with which you measure what? Oh, unafflictedness is that anything that happens outside doesn't affect me, bother me. That which means what? Then you have objectivity. Understand? So, until then, Shravanadikam Abhyaset. There must be Shravanam continuously. Shravanam itself will become Mananam also. Shravanam itself will become Nidhyasanam also. So, Shravanadikam, one must continue to be doing Abhyaset. How? Also being conscious of being disciplined. So, Shamadhi Sahitaha. See, sometimes people think people have great lot, very good understanding, but very indisciplined. Somehow, listening, they get some understanding. But very indisciplined. Then indiscipline means what? Then it is not possible to assimilate. You don't assimilate means you don't enjoy the benefit of the teaching knowledge. Then it is as good as being ignorant only. Isn't it? So, Shamadhi Sahitaha. Shankara Bhagavatpada is very, very particular about having Shamadhi, okay, Shakka Sampatti, being conscious of practicing one's disciplines, being disciplined. If you don't have these disciplines, practice these disciplines and become disciplined. So, as the one endowed with these disciplines, and one must continue to involve oneself in this discipline of listening, repeatedly listening. And if you have done adequate amount of listening means, then that listening itself should convert into what? Mananam also. Reflecting upon the teaching for solving the doubts, the same shavanam should become contemplation also. If their teaching is very clear for you, as the teaching is given, your seeing means that it should become Nidhyasanam also. So one should not give up this, okay, listening, reflecting upon the teaching and contemplating upon what you understand from the teaching until this vision becomes firm, assimilated and accepted. Okay. Now, having said, how long one should be contemplative? Don't ask the time. Okay. Just keep on doing it. So till the last breath, if necessary, till the last breath. So that we'll come back with the contemplative, with the evolved person, and we can pick up the thread where we left. Again, at least next Janma, more quickly you can have this vision ascertained. Understand? So it's never a waste of time. One must not give up. One must continue. No. Sometimes it may work for you even before, you know, you can enjoy the benefit of knowledge in the name of Videha Mukti, that is Jivan Mukti, while you are living in this world itself. Okay. Now, we'll see next verse, 50th verse. Shutyacharya Prasadena Dridho bodho yada bhavet. Dridho bodho yada bhavet. Nirastasesha samsara nidanah purushastada. Sesha samsara nidanah purushastada. Nirasta sesha samsara nidanah purushastada.
Nirasta sesha samsara nidanah
purushastada. Shutyacharya prasadena.
Shutyacharya prasadena.
Dridho bodho yada bhavet. Nirasta sesha samsara nidana purushastada. Okay. So here you come across these two indeclinables, yada and tada. சோ சுத்யாச்சாரிய பிரசாதேன போதா திருடா பவேத். சோ போதா திருடா பவேத், பவேத் இஸ் தி வெர்ப் இன் லிங்க் பொட்டன்ஷியல் மூட், இஸ் இட்? யூ டேக் இட் எஸ் அ பிரசன்ட் டென்ஸ் வெர்ப். பவேஷ் வி டேக் அஸ் பவதி. போதா திருடா பவதி. சோ த விஷன் ஆஃப் this vision of essential nature of Ishvara, obtaining as one's own essential nature, or vision of the absolute reality Brahma, vision of the only reality of the entirety of the cosmos. I'm using different words, okay? The vision of the essential nature of Ishvara, vision of the Swarupam of Ishvara, vision of the only reality of the entity of the cosmos, obtaining as one's own swarupa, one's own truth of I, when it becomes dridha, firm, firm, assimilated, ascertained, unshakable, okay, unshakable, firm, yada bodha dridha bhavati, bhavet means bhavati. பவேத் இதி கிரியாபதம், பவதி இதி ஸ்வீகர்த்தவ்யம். ஓகே, டேக் இட் அஸ் பவதி. சோ வென் திஸ் விஷன் பிகம்ஸ் ஃபர்ம், அன்ஷேக்கபிள், அசிமிலேட்டட், அசர்டைன்ட், ஹவு டஸ் இட் ஹேப்பன்? ஹவு டஸ் தி விஷன் பிகம்ஸ் அசிமிலேட்டட், அசர்டைன்ட்? அஃப்கோர்ஸ் யோர் எஃபர்ட் இஸ் டெஃபினெட்லி தேர், யோர் கமிட்மெண்ட் டு தி பர்சூட் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் இஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் திங். Your commitment, your effort, your constant perseverance, your constant effort using this appropriate discipline, shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, your effort is there, along with your effort of involving yourself in the discipline of shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, the total commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. You also need what? Grace. What grace? You have Shruti Kripa, Shastra Kripa. You have grace of the Shastram. You have grace of the teacher. Shruti Acharya Prasadena. Because without the Pramanam, what can we do? Even though I can desperately, I can be desperate about having the vision. However desperate, knowing the fact, it is the vision of the truth, obtaining as one's own self will bless me with the perspective change. In perspective change alone, my real happiness is there. My everlasting peace is there. Therefore, I am desperate to know the truth. Even if you are desperate, without pramanam, what can you do? Where is the pramanam? So, Shruti, Veda Mata, Shruti Mata, Veda Shastram, Yama Upanishads, being available as the pramana itself is a blessing. Shruti, you have to really see that without Shruti, what would have happened? That's why there's one nice verse somewhere. I don't remember exactly where it is. It is said, where are you? All of us are like, all of us are in this world. Okay. How we are? We are here as though we are left. Imagine you are left all alone in a dense, jungle, thick forest. In a dark forest, in the night, okay, everywhere darkness, the thick, dense jungle, and you are left alone with your eyes tied, with your hands tied. Your eyes, hands are tied, okay, your mouth is tied, blocked. Mouth is also tied, eyes are tied, hands are tied, and you are left alone in darkness, in the jungle. And you don't know, but you have to go back to your place. You're left alone like that. And you have to find a way to go back to your place. And your home, have to go back home. And nobody can hear you because you can't be shout because mouth is shut. What will you do? That time, that is how we're all here. Not having Purushartha Nischaya, not knowing what I'm searching for. And where I should search for, because I do not know what I am searching for, I do not know where I should search for also. was available. Not knowing anything, helplessly searching for whatever is helplessly having his erroneous wrong perception and helplessly having desires, impelled by his desires, completely driven by the desires, doing something or the other, wanted to accumulate artha kamas and trying to find everlasting happiness in these artha kamas. We are just here, means it's exactly we are like a person whose eyes are tied, hands are tied, mouth is tied, and who is left all alone in a jungle in the darkness. Who can? That is the time one person comes there. Okay, Shruti. The person comes, imagine somebody comes and helps you. Okay, opens your eyes and releases your bondage and helps you come on. This is the road. Go walk this way. If you go, you will reach the city. Enter the city. From there you can look after yourself. Reaching city is what? Coming to the point of Nidhyasana. Once you come to the city and you know how to get back to your house. Nidhyasanam you can do independently. Shravanam Mananam you must do with the help of the teacher. Got it? Once you have clear, doubt-free and this knowledge, the assimilation is you have to take care of assimilation. So Nidhyasanam you can do independently without the help of a teacher. Shravanam Mananam you need to do with the help of the teacher. And teacher is not just a teacher. Teacher means what? Shruti only. Without Shruti, what teacher? Therefore, Shruti. So, Shruti Prasadena. Only with the grace of Shruti Mata, the Shastra Kripa. Having Shastra Kripa. Grace of Shruti and the grace of the teacher. By the grace of Shruti and the teacher. When, okay, aided by your own effort. See, your own effort, your own commitment, by the grace of having the aid of, support of, the grace of teaching the Shastram, this vision, when the vision becomes firm, ascertained, unshakable, then what happens? Tada, it is then, Purushaha, Nirasta, Asesha, Samsara Nidanaha Bhavati. We can say, as apply the verb Bhavati. Purushaha, this person, Nirasta Asesha Samsara Nidanaha Bhavati. Okay? The person becomes absolutely free. When does the person become absolutely free? That is when the person enjoys the benefit of this jnana. Enjoys the benefit of this jnana means he takes ownership of his swarupam of fullness of happiness, takes ownership of his swarupam of freedom. He enjoys the benefit of knowledge. He is free. Tada purushaha bhavati. That is how the person becomes what? Nirasta asesha samsara nidanaha. Nirasta means devoid of, free from. Asesha samsara nidanam. Entire. So asesha means entire. All. Problems associated with samsara. He becomes absolutely free from all the problems of samsara. He becomes free. So, what happens? Kada purushaha nirasta asesha samsara nidanaha bhavati. When does a person become absolutely, entirely, totally free from all forms of afflictions of samsara? When does it become free from? Yada. When the vision of one's own swarupam when the vision of Bodha, here is a vision, when the vision of the truth of the universe obtaining as one's own self becomes assimilated, ascertained by the grace of Shruti Mata and the teacher. Understand? Then only person becomes free. What he wants to say, just to pay our respects to Shruti and Acharya, includes those words. What he means is, if the vision is assimilated, you are free. Even if you studied the Shastram, if you understood the teaching, if it has not been assimilated, still you are not free. You can't enjoy the benefit of the teaching. That's why what you should do, in order to enjoy the benefit of the teaching, one must continue to do Shravanam and Nidhyasanam until it becomes assimilated. Again, as the one endowed with all the disciplines such as Shamaha, etc. Then don't complain. Here the idea is what Shruti says and what my experience is. If my experience, my perception, my anubhava pramanam, the means of knowledge in terms of my own experience, the means of knowledge in terms of my own perception, if no, it contradicts what Shruti says. Which means what Shruti says is the fact. Until Shruti's vision becomes my vision, I must not stop my search. I must not stop my analysis. I must not stop my shravanam, mananam, nidhyasanam. Understand? Only then I can enjoy the benefit of this knowledge. That is how a person becomes, that is when a person becomes nirastha asesha samsara nidanaha. That is when a person becomes absolutely, totally free from all forms of afflictions of samsara. The objectivity is possible only then. So Shastra understanding, vision of the truth will not change anything in the external world. The world will continue to be as it is. Even as a jnani, even as a wise person, your physical, like any other jnani, a jnani also will be going through what? Part of the karma phala. Even though jnani becomes free from, in this wake of the vision of the truth, the completely sanchita karma becomes exhausted. Agami, which is going to come, will not be there for him because there's no more kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. In the wake of the vision of the truth, what happens? All when the wrong notions resolve, perspective change happens. All that is, there's only Brahma, only Ishvara. If this vision becomes very clear. So you are very clearly, you are seeing the fact that you are not there. There's neither you nor the world nor Ishvara. Because there's only, what is it then? No, you are not there means, well, how do you see it? Aham Brahma Asmi means all that is, there is only Brahma. I do not see Ishvara. There's no Ishvara other than Brahma. There's no Jagat other than Brahma. There's no Jiva other than Brahma. All this, there's only Brahma. Then that Brahma Ahamasmi. I am the truth. Wake off the ascertained vision of this fact. What happens is the perspective change. What removes your problems? What liberates you from this bondage? What frees you from all the afflictions? It is the perspective change. External situations don't change. External thing becomes changed. Okay? Therefore, because of this vision, when the perspective change happens, Sanchitam becomes resolved for good. Ahagami also will not be there for you because you don't have doership and jarship. Prarabdha alone is experienced by what? This body, mind, sense complex has come, is ordained by the law of Bhagavan of law and order just to exhaust the prarabdha karma. So body, prarabdha alone is exhausted. So even as a wise person, you are absolutely emotionally, you are free, but still physically what one has to go through has to be gone through. Okay, even when a person is going through the physical problems, still one can comfortably be there with objectivity. So the physical problems will not be will not be taken as your problems. Because of the right perspective of what you are not, the physical problems will not be taken as your problems. Understand? So in spite of going to the doctor, you will not be affected by any of these problems. Not only physical problems, even whatever problems in the world externally, in the external world, all those problems will not affect you. The external problems obtained in the world will not affect you. You will be, this is called nirastha. Listen, nirastha asesha samsara nidanaha bhavati purushaha. A person, purushaha is a person, not Ishra or anything. A person, this person, a wise person, becomes free from all forms of afflictions of samsara. It is the jnana phalam. The jnana phalam. The jnana phalam is discussed in this 50th verse. Jnana phalam becomes okay. So here you can ask the word. What does this word nidanam mean? The word nidanam has so many meanings. Okay, nidanam means so much, neuter noun. So many meanings, but here nidanam means the source, the root cause. Nirastha asesha samsara nidanaha means asesha samsara nidanam nirastham bhavati yasya. Okay? Nirastham, see, asesha samsara nidanam nirastham bhavati yasya. The one whose, okay, ignorance, the root cause of samsara and all forms of afflictions of samsara, become removed, nirastam bhavati, deleted. Asesha samsara nidanam nirastam yasya, purushasya, saha purushaha. Nirastha asesha samsara nidanaha, the person whose, okay, ignorance, the root cause of samsara and all the afflictions of samsara become removed for good. See, nirastha means what the ni emphasizes totally. Removed for good. Nidana means the root cause. Okay. Next verse. Having discussed the benefit of knowledge, now the Acharya continues. Vishirna karya karane. Sorry, karya karanaha. Vishirna karya karano bhuta sukshmairana vritaha. Karano bhuta sukshmairana vritaha. Vimukta karma nigada sadya eva vimuchyate. I'll repeat again. Vishirna karya karano bhuta sukshmairana vritaha. Vishirna karya karano bhuta sukshmairana vritaha. Bhuta sukshmairana vritaha. Vishirna karya karano bhuta sukshmairana vritaha. Bhuta sukshmairana vritaha. Vimukta karma nigada sadya eva vimuchyate.
Vimukta karma nigada sadya eva vimuchyate.
பிரேக் இட், விசீர்ண காரிய கரணஹ, விசீர்ண காரிய கரணஹ, பூத சூக்ஷ்மைஹி அநாவ்ருதஹ, பூத சூக்ஷ்மைஹி அநாவ்ருதஹ, பூத சூக்ஷ்மைஹி அநாவ்ருதஹ, விமுக்த கர்ம நிகடஹ, விமுக்த கர்ம நிகடஹ, சத்யஹ ஏவ விமுச்யதே. சோ ஹியர் இன் தி 51st வெர்ஸ் அகெய்ன் ஆச்சாரியா டிஸ்கஸஸ் தி பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் ஞானம். What happens to the person whose vision becomes ascertained, assimilated, thereby whose perspective changes? See, assimilation of vision must be in the form of perspective change. Oh, he has assimilated vision. How do you know? Whoever has the vision assimilated, the person's perspective change must happen. Only the freedom is enjoyable, fullness of happiness is enjoyable as one's own swarupam, only if there's a perspective change. The assimilation of the vision must bring about the perspective change. That is where real freedom is. And it is not something which is going to change. It's a fact. The vision is of the fact. So the vision of the fact results in the perspective change. Isn't it? So your perspective change is there. That is what is said to be what? Jivan Muktihi. Being free while living in this world itself. As long as Paradha Karma is there, this wise person whose perspective change has happened as a result of the assimilated vision of the truth obtaining as one's own self, this person is free while living. When the Paradha Karma becomes exhausted, he attains a Videha Mukti also. Not only Jivan Mukti, Videha Mukti also. The attainment of Jivan Mukti and Videha Mukti alone is said to be what now? Sadyo Muktihi. So Sadyaha Eva Pramuchyate. Immediately. Sadyaha is an indeclinable word, which means immediately, at once. At once. See, when you mistake the rope for a snake, not knowing, okay, rope being the rope. Ignorance of rope veils the rope. Ignorance of the rope veils the rope. Therefore, you mistake the rope for a snake, and mistaking the rope for a snake causes fear. So the fear has to be resolved. In order to resolve the fear, the perspective change has to happen. Isn't it? What I see is not the snake. To know what I see is not the snake, you must know what I see is the rope. Now, seeing what is rope will help you change your perspective. That in sense, what I see is not the snake, then not seeing the snake itself is what? Resolution of the snake, resolution of the fear caused by snake also simultaneously. Does it happen? How long does it take place? As soon as you discover the rope being rope, okay, when the snake resolves in the rope, simultaneously, along with the rope, the fear also resolves. Sadyaha, immediately. Isn't it? Similarly here also, this is a question of ascertainment. The time is only for what? Ascertainment. Once you have the clear ascertained vision of the reality, obtaining as your own swarupam, when there's a perspective change, immediately, at once, sadhyaha means at once, immediately, there is jivan mukti. A person is free while living. When the paradha karma gets exhausted, he attains videhamukti also. Attainment of sadjivanmukti, then after exhaustion of paradha karma, attaining videhamukti, okay, being free for good, without assuming another body, is said to be what now? Sadyomuktihi. Is it clear? Sadyaha eva vimuchyate. A person becomes liberated immediately. A person becomes liberated immediately. Vimuchyate is a passive verb. Is a person is liberated. A person becomes liberated immediately. Sadyaha eva. Which means there's no need for him to travel anymore. Sadyaha eva implies there's no need for him to travel anymore. He does not require to travel and to go to another mother's womb, assume another body, to be born again to exhaust the power of the karma. That journey will not be there. Or because he has earned punyam, he has to go to that higher loka, this loka, that loka, and to go to highest loka. No. He does not need to travel to any of the higher lokas, nor will he require to travel to another mother's womb to assume another body to be born again. Because he is free from prarabdha karma. If he is free from sanchita karma, he is free from agami karma. Prarabdha karma has been exhausted. Nil karma in his account. There is no way of assuming another body to be born again. Therefore, sadhyaha. Immediately implies what? Immediately means, immediately does not mean, and the time also, immediately means what? Once the person has the vision, the journey comes to an end. Journey in form of going to other mother's womb, assuming another body, is not possible. Going to any other loka is also not possible. Travel will not be there at all, because for traveling, sukshma will not be there. The sukshma will be resolved for good. Mind will be resolved for good. In the wake of jnanam, when the ignorance is resolved, mind will be resolved for good. So how long mind will be sitting in this body? Mind will be here in the body. A person will be alive as long as mind is in the body. A person will continue to exhaust his power of the karma. Even after the attainment of jnana. But with objectivity. Without being affected by any of the paradha karma palani. What happens to him? When the paradha karma gets exhausted, the mind leaves the physical body, it will resolve for good. There will not be any more journey, any more travel, any more. Isn't it? It comes to an end. It's called sadhyaha. So the word sadhyaha stands for sadyomuktihi. What is dhyomuktihi? Sadhyaha, which means immediately, and it's an adverb, indicable word, which stands for a person attains immediate freedom without requiring to travel anymore. Understand? Sadhyaha vimuchyate. How? He said, Vishirna karya karanaha. Vishirna karya karanaha. See, the word karyam, karya karana sanghataha means body, mind, sense, complex. It's a technical expression. Instead of saying stura shiram, sukra shiram, etc., karyam means the physical body. This physical body is said to be karyam. Physical body is said to be karyam. Why is a karyam? It's a modified form of elements, isn't it? It's a karyam, the physical body. And the karana sanghataha. Sanghataha means what? Actually together, put together. So karya karana sanghataha means the body, mind, sense, complex. Karya karana sanghataha, body, mind, sense, complex. So here, vishirnani karya karanani yasya. We're talking about the Jivan Mukta, okay? Vishirnani Karyakaranani Yasya. Vishirnam means disintegrated or okay, resolved, dissolved. That's the meaning. Vishirna is a participle. So, Vishirnani Karyakaranani Yasya. Vishirnani Karyakaranani Yasya. So, Vishirna Karyakaranaha. The one, so the word Karyam stands for gross physical body. The word Karana, Karana stands for all subtle instruments. Instruments of knowledge, instruments of actions, and the internal instrument of knowledge, mind, 11 aspects. The word Karanam stands for 11 aspects, including physiological functions. Understand? So, Karya Karanani, Karyam cha Karanani cha Vishirnani Yasya. Or you can say Karya Karanani Vishirnani Yasya. The one whose body, mind, sense complex, the physical body, all instruments of actions, knowledge, etc., okay, got disintegrated for good. He is Vishirna Karya Karanani. Vishirna Karya Karanaha. Vishirnani Karya Karanani Yasya. So Vishirna Karya Karanaha. Is it clear now? Vishirna Karya Karanaha. Bhavati. Means after, suppose when the jnani dies, what happens? When the parabdha karma becomes exhausted, jnani's mind, like any other jnani's mind will leave the physical body. The sukshma will leave the physical body. Then sukshma will be resolved for good. Mind will be resolved. Along with the mind, all subtle powers will be resolved for good. And what happens to physical body? Physical body, like any other physical body, will become disintegrated into elements. Okay? They'll join elements. So the physical body will not be there anymore, become disintegrated, continue to remain as elements. Completely? Understand? Disintegrated. And what happens, sukshma? All subtle powers will resolve. All powers will resolve. Physiological functions will stop and resolve. Then mind will be resolved for good. Where? In its own subtle form, elements. There won't be mind anymore. Therefore, the sukshma becomes resolved. There's no way of becoming manifest and again coming into the world. It's called what? Vishirna Karya Karanaha. This wise person, as the one whose body, mind, sense complex has become disintegrated. Bhuta sukshmehi anavrataha. See, avrata is a past passive participle. Okay, avrata means covered. Anavrataha, freed, liberated. Avrata means covered. Being covered means what? Being bound. Now, anavrata, uncovered. Uncovered means being free. Bhuta sukshmehi anavrataha. Bhuta sukshmehi anavrataha. So here, bhuta sukshmani. Bhuta sukshmehi anavrataha means what? The word Bhuta Sukshma stands for the attributes of each element. For example, Bhuta Sukshma means subtle elements. Subtle elements means non-grossified elements. So space means space alone is Sukshma Bhutaha, Sukshma Bhutam, subtle element, subtle space means which is not mixed with other elements. Okay, so here the Sukshma Bhutaihi Anavrataha means the Sukshma Bhutani mean the attributes of elements here. So this is subtle space. subtle space implies here the shabda, the sound. Subtle space implies this sound. Is it clear? Sukshma bhutam, all five elements here. So sukshma bhutani, all five subtle elements. There, here sukshma bhutaihi anavar, he is no more surrounded by subtle elements. The literal meaning. But here Shankaracharya, what he means is, sukshma bhutam stands for the attribute of each element. Right now, attribute of each element. In this context, the word sukshma bhutam does not mean subtle element. It means the attribute of each element. The sukshma bhutani means what? Shabda sparsha rasa, shabda sparsha rupa rasa gandhaha. Sukshma bhutani here, subtle elements do not mean subtle elements, but the subtle attributes of elements. What are they? Shabdaha, sound of the space, sparshaha, touch of air, rupam, form of the fire, form the attribute of fire, then taste, form of the attribute of the water, then smell, attribute of the earth. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandhaha. Understand? The five attributes of five elements are meant by this word sukshma bhutani. Even though the word sukshma bhutam means subtle element, sukshma bhutani means what? Subtle space, subtle air, subtle fire, subtle water, subtle earth. What are subtle elements? Subtle elements are the elements which are not grossified, which are not mixed with other elements. Understand? But here, this jnani is no more surrounded by, bound by subtle elements means what? Subtle elements should be taken as subtle, the attributes of the elements. What are they? Fivefold objects, perceptible. The fivefold attributes or fivefold objects perceptible through five sense organs. So he is no more covered by, bound by the all forms of objects obtaining in five different forms as five different, okay, attributes perceptible through five different sense organs. Bhuta sukshmehi anavrataha. What does it mean? He will not have a body, therefore he will not be surrounded by, he will not be covered by, he will not be bound by these objects. Means what? He will not have a body. He will not be born again. So he will not have to perceive objects in fivefold forms through, in five different, okay, through five different sense organs. Is it clear now? So subtle space stands for the attribute of sound. Subtle air stands for the object of touch. Subtle fire stands for the object of form. And subtle water stands for object of taste. In terms of taste. And subtle earth stands for the attribute of smell. An object called object of smell. Bhuta sukshmehi anavritaha. So first of all, this what happens to wise person? He becomes Vishirna Karya Karanaha Bhavati. He becomes the one whose body, mind, sense complex becomes disintegrated for good. And he becomes the one who is no more covered by, surrounded by all these fivefold objects, the fivefold attributes of five elements obtaining in from five different objects perceptible through five different sense organs. Understand? Got it? தென் விமுக்த கர்ம நிகடஹா. விமுக்த கர்ம நிகடஹா. நிகடம் மீன்ஸ் அ செயின், ஓகே, ஸ்ருங்கலா. சோ கர்ம நிகடேபியஹா ஆர் கர்ம நிகடாத் நிர்முக்தா யஹா. ஒன் சி முக்தா மீன்ஸ் ஃப்ரீ, லிபரேட்டட். நிர்முக்தா லிபரேட்டட் ஃபார் குட். திஸ் ஞானி ஹூ பிகம்ஸ் லிபரேட்டட் ஃப்ரம் தி பாண்டேஜ் ஆஃப் செயின் ஆஃப் கர்ம பலானி. த கர்ம கர்ம பலம் ஆக்சுவல். தி செயின் ஆஃப் வாட்? செயின் ஆஃப் கர்ம பலானி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? யூ ஹாவ் சஞ்சித கர்ம ஃப்ரம் பிகினிங்லெஸ் டைம். தென் ஒன் போர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சஞ்சிதம் பிகம்ஸ் பாரப்தா. வேர் எக்ஸாஸ்டிங் பாரப்த கர்ம ஹெல்ப்லெஸ்லி. பாரப்தா இஸ் பீங் எக்ஸாஸ்டட், யூ அக்யூமுலேட் வாட்? நியூ ஆகாமி. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? அகெயின் ஆகாமி ஜாயின் தி சஞ்சிதம். அகெயின் பி எக்ஸாஸ்டிங் நெக்ஸ்ட் செட் ஆஃப் பாரப்தா. அகெயின் எவ்ரி டைம் யூ ஆர் பார்ன் டு எக்ஸாஸ்ட் பாரப்த கர்ம ஹெல்ப்லெஸ்லி சாய்ஸ்லெஸ்லி யூ அக்யூமுலேட்டிங் நியூ ஆகாமி. So Sanchitam will continue to remain. Sanchitam has been there beginningless, from beginningless time. It's been there. Because samsara is a cycle of births and deaths. It's not a straight line. Samsara is not a straight line. Having a beginning point, end point. It's a beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths. Therefore, from beginningless time, there is Sanchita Karma, huge bond of Sanchita, bundle of Sanchita Karma. And only a small, tiny portion of Panchita Karma called Parabdha Karma, which is ready for fructification, is exhausted in this present life. The very present life is what? Parabdha Karma ordained the present life. The parentage, the birth, place of birth, isn't it? Time of birth, everything is ordained by Parabdha Karma. So, and your birth, and right until the death also is ordained by Parabdha Karma. In between what to go to the paths of opposites, all Parabdha ordained. So exhaust this one tiny portion of Sanchitam called Parabdha, which is ready for fructification in this life. While exhausting the Parabdha Karma again, remaining ignorant, helplessly, choicelessly, having strong identity with the body, having Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam, they're accumulating Agami also. And again Agami will join Sanchitam. This is called what? A chain. Understand now? Continuously a chain here. So this person, my God, in the wake of the knowledge of one's own Swarupam being identical with Paramatma, when his identity becomes shifted from Anatma to Atma with the right perspective, and the person becomes free from the wrong notions that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, just simply by changing the perspective, free, seeing himself being free from doership and enjoyership, this person becomes absolutely liberated from the chain of all results of actions. Understand? He is a nirmukta karma nigadaha bhavati. Sal jnana palam is said. See, 50th verse itself, he completed the teaching. Again, he elaborates what that moksha is. So, nirastha aseha samsara nidanaha bhavati, he said. Already he said. He again, he commenting upon the text, one word again in these verses. Okay. So, therefore, what happens? Sadhyaha eva vimuchyate. That is why if the person is no more surrounded by, covered by the world of objects, means there's no need for him to perceive, experience, enjoy, is it? This world of, external world of five elements, elemental world, obtaining in five different forms, as five different objects, perceptible through sense organs. Because he becomes absolutely free from, is it free from the all the entire, the chain of all his results of actions, name of Parabhanchita, Agami, etc. The Parabdha also becomes exhausted already. He is free from that also. And what happened to his Karyakarna Sangata becomes completely disintegrated. What happens to him? He is Brahma. That is more important, okay? Oh, body, mind, and complex becomes disintegrated. All the, no, there's no more, there's no requirement for him to be experiencing the objects, the external, objects of external world. No more. And all his Sanchita Agami Parabdha karmas, Sanchita karma becomes deleted, Agami karma also goes, Parabdha karma becomes exhausted, no more karma. He does not have any more karma to be exhausted. That is what is meant by his expression, Vimukta karma nigadaha bhavati. Therefore, this person becomes liberated for good in this very life itself. Sadhyaha vimukta bhavati means in this very life itself, he becomes liberated for good. Lives as a jivan mukta, and the paratha gets exhausted, he attains videha muktihi also. This is where some people don't like. I want to attain jivan mukti, but I don't like this videha mukti. I want to be born as a free person. Where people, we tell, no, you pick up the thread where you live, we say. So wherever, however you worked hard, and suppose with the evolved mind, you go and come back with the evolved mind. Don't need to start from the beginning. Thank God. Okay. Whatever hard work you have put in, so you'll be picking up the thread where you left, means you'll come back and still whatever you need to do to attain the vision, you have to do, and then you have to go back. That we say, if we leave the physical body as a liberated person, jivan muktaha, we live. Once you attain free, why can't I come back again as a free person? How nice it is to have the freedom and enjoy life. Many people want this. This is unfortunate. It is not possible. You know why? Once the jnanam is there, mind cannot survive. Mind cannot be there. Ahankara will be resolved. The mind will not be, mind cannot be there. Once the mind is not there, all subtle things are powers cannot be there. Sukshma is not there, means assuming solam is not possible. So punarjanma is not possible. No. I don't like this videha murti. I want jivan mukti, I don't like jivan mukti. I mean, don't, you can't have jivan mukti also. That means you are free enough to suffer. It's your choice. No, I like this life of passive opposites. Oh, please have it. Nobody can stop you. Understand? That's why even to, it takes great deal of maturity to be aspiring for jnanam and moksha. Once you understand Shastra, nothing is to be blamed in the world. We need not find fault with anything, any behavior there. It just accommodate. If you're able to accommodate, then you're free. Okay. Is it clear now? Vishir nakarya karano karanaha. Bhutai, bhuta sukshmaihi anavrataha, mukta karma negadaha, sadhyaha eva vimuchyate. The visarga is dropped because sandhi, when I break it, I say sadhyaha eva vimuchyate. This person becomes liberated for good in this very life itself. Sadhyaha means what? In this very life itself, this person becomes liberated. Can I go ahead? Any doubts is there? Nigada chain. Chain. See, shrinkala. Shrinkala, I heard the word shrinkala. The sealing shabda. Nigada chain. Why is chain? Because linked, isn't it? The Sanchita, you are exhausting Parabdha because of Sanchita you have. Understand? Because you have happened to choicelessly exhaustive Parabdha. No, no choice. Choicelessly exhaustive Parabdha, helplessly accumulating Agami. That's why whole samsara is absolutely because of helplessness. Once you understand the Shastram, you will be free, you become free from guilt. There's no need for anyone to have any guilt. Because it is nothing, you have not done anything wrong. Understand? Naturally there. But not knowing because of ignorance, what you do is you abuse your will. That is where the problem comes. So one has to learn to use, you must make the best use of one's willpower and one's urge of right and wrong. Bhagavan has already blessed us with. That is where Viveka starts, isn't it? You understand you are blessed with the free will. You understand you are blessed with the, urge of right and wrong. Then use the urge which is given to you. Make the best use of the willpower you are blessed with. Then live your life in conformity with dharma. Then you will be taken care of. Okay? That's why this karma yoga. Karma yoga is the only way effortlessly to uplift yourself. Overnight, nothing can happen. Because this sukshma vasanaha, aham, mama, iti. This I-ness and minus, which is strong rooted in subconscious, even and after listening, after doing Shravanam and Mananam, still there's a possibility of what? This I-sense and my-sense will be surfacing, in spite of knowing it, because it is rooted subconscious. That's why that what is undeserved, what is in subtle form in subconscious also must be cleared. For that, you need some nidhyasana. Understand? Nidhyasana is not possible without having doubt-free, clear understanding. What will you contemplate on if your knowledge is not very clear and doubt-free? To have the doubt-free, clear knowledge, first of all, you must have the knowledge. The Shravanam. The order cannot be changed. One must go through Shravanam for a length of time. One must have the knowledge, resolve the ignorance. Then again, I must reflect upon the same teaching to resolve all the doubts. The doubt which can be triggered by other thinkers also, by other schools of thought, etc. Then finally, once you are convinced this is what I am, this is what the truth is, there's no second thing other than this. Absolutely, what is there is one secondless non-dual reality. And this vision becomes very clear. You understand what Jiva is, what Ishvara is, what Jagat is. Everything is mithya. Jiva's status is mithya. Ishvara's status is mithya. Jagat is mithya. Absolutely, what is only Brahma. That Brahma Ahamasmi, that is where I have to see. I resolve identity with Paramatma. In that vision, isn't it? Vision alone, vision happens. That must be repeatedly dwelt upon to resolve these thoughts. Understand? So doubt-free knowledge must be there for you to be able to contemplate. So contemplation presupposes clear doubt-free understanding. Ascertainment of understanding is possible only if understanding is already doubt-free. Doubt-free understanding is possible, first of all, understanding happens. Is it clear? So the Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam, these three steps cannot be interchanged. That's how when a purse is given, when he what happens? Jnana Palam is discussed in verse number 50 and verse number 51 also. No, 52nd verse.
Prarabdha karma vegena.
ప్రారబ్ధ కర్మ వేగేన జీవన్ముక్తో యదా భవేత్ కించిత్ కాలమనారబ్ధ కర్మ బంధస్య సంక్షయే ప్రారబ్ధ కర్మ వేగేన జీవన్ముక్తో యదా భవేత్ కించిత్ కాలమనారబ్ధ కర్మ బంధస్య సంక్షయే నిరస్తాతిశయానందం వైష్ణవం పరమం పదం పునరావృత్తిరహితం కైవల్యం ప్రతిపద్యతే ప్రారబ్ధ కర్మ వేగేన జీవన్ముక్తో యదా భవేత్ ప్రారబ్ధ కర్మ వేగేన జీవన్ముక్తో యదా భవేత్ కించిత్ కాలమనారబ్ధ కర్మ బంధస్య సంక్షయే నిరస్తాతిశయానందం వైష్ణవం పరమం పదం పునరావృత్తిరహితం కైవల్యం ప్రతిపద్యతే. నైస్. ప్రతిపద్యతే, సి ప్రతిపద్యతే అటైన్స్ అండర్స్టాండ్స్. ది వర్డ్ ప్రతిపద్యతే ఇస్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ వర్బ్. ఓకే, ఇట్ ప్రతిపద్యతే మీన్స్ అండర్స్టాండ్స్, ప్రతిపద్యతే మీన్స్ అటైన్స్ ఆల్సో. ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ, ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ మోక్ష, అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఈస్ అటైన్మెంట్, ఇజంట్ ఇట్? నోయింగ్ ఈస్ అటైనింగ్. సో దిస్ వర్బ్ ఇస్ వెరీ అప్రోప్రియేట్. అ పర్సన్ అటైన్స్ కైవల్యం, అ పర్సన్ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ కైవల్యం. అండర్స్టాండింగ్ కైవల్యం మీన్స్ వాట్? అటైనింగ్ కైవల్యం. సి సహ గ్రామం ప్రతిపద్యతే మీన్స్ హీ రీచెస్ ద విలేజ్. ఓకే, హీ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ ఆల్సో ప్రతిపద్యతే. దట్స్ ఏ ప్రతిపాదయతి ఎస్టాబ్లిషెస్ రివీల్స్ కాసిటివ్ వర్బ్. స్వయం ప్రతిపద్యతే అన్యాన్ ప్రతిపాదయతి. శాస్త్రం ప్రతిపాదయతి, శాస్త్రం రివీల్స్, శాస్త్రం మేక్స్ ఇట్ వెరీ క్లియర్, శాస్త్రం మేక్స్ యు రీచ్ అండర్స్టాండ్. ఐ టోల్డ్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వర్డ్ పదం. డు రిమెంబర్ వై అ వర్డ్? సీ ఇన్ సంస్కృతం శబ్ద, ద వర్డ్ శబ్ద ఇన్ ఎనీ అదర్ లాంగ్వేజ్ మీన్స్ సౌండ్. సంస్కృతం మీనింగ్ ఫుల్ సౌండ్ ఇస్ శబ్ద. యూ కెనాట్ మేక్ ఎనీ మీనింగ్ సౌండ్ అట్ ఆల్ ఇన్ సంస్కృతం. శబ్ద మీన్స్ అ మీనింగ్ ఫుల్ సౌండ్, అ వర్డ్. శబ్ద మీన్స్ అ వర్డ్. వి హవ్ అనదర్ వర్డ్ పదం. వై ద వర్డ్ పదం ఇస్ యూస్డ్ టు మీన్ అ వర్డ్? పద్యతే అనేన ఇతి పదం. A word is that by which a given object is arrived at. I should say kitchen, dining hall. When I say, immediately the word takes you to that object, isn't it? So word is that by which you arrive at cognitively a given object. Isn't it? If I tell you, please, would you please get the book? If I say, you know the meaning of the word book. The way you are bringing it to me. The word padam. Very nice, isn't it? Very, how beautifully it is explained. Padam. And padaha means foot. Padaha is also derived the same root, padaha. Padam is a neuter noun. Padaha is a masculine noun. But why padaha is a padaha, foot? That by which a given place is reached. Anina padyate iti padaha. Isn't it? So anina padyate iti padam. That by which a given meaning is arrived at is padam. That by which a given place is reached physically is what? Padaha. So prati is a prefix. Prati padyate attains, reaches. Means he understands. So, what does he understand? Who here? Ajnani, a wise person. Kaivalyam pratipadyate. What is kaivalyam? Kevala means only. Kevala. Isn't it? Kevalam only. Kevalam only. Kaivalyam oneness. Noun form. Oneness. Okay. Kevalam only. Kaivalyam oneness. Aham kevalam coffee pibami. I drink only coffee. Aham kevalam chayam pibami. Aham kevalam boosteva pibami. I drink only boost. Kevalam. Isn't it? There used to be one advertisement. Once sari was called Vimal saris. And they all the time they'll be okay, only Vimal, this advertisement has to come. So 40 years ago when I was teaching Samskutam, I did advertisement as Kevalam Vimal. I used the word Kevalam for that. Samskut advertisements. Not now, when I was much younger. Okay, so what I'm saying, Kevalam means what? Kevalam means only. Okay, English advertisement I forgot now. Kevalam Vimal, Kevalam Vimal. You do not know the saris. Na? You won't know all that. Only Indian women will know that. But me Padmini Manal, they must be knowing. So Kevalam means what? Only. Now Kaivalyam is oneness. People who wear saris will know the advertisements. The olden days advertisements. How will you know, boys? Okay. In English, come in English. So the only Vimal saris, okay. So Kevalam, only. Kaivalyam, oneness. Oneness here implies secondlessness. Secondlessness implies non-duality. Okay. A person attains Kaivalyam. Attaining Kaivalyam, understanding Kaivalyam implies, the word oneness also implies moksha, freedom. See, Kaivalyam means oneness. He attains oneness means he remains as the only secondless non-dual reality, Brahma. Remaining as only secondless non-dual reality, Brahma means what? Being free. You are Brahma, you are free. You are already Brahma, you are always free. Just the identity of the enclosure should be shifted. Is it clear now? Got it. So Kaivalyam Pratipadyate means he attains oneness with reality. He attains oneness means he remains as Brahma. Without doing anything, just he takes ownership of his Swarupam. He claims his Swarupam being consciousness, existence, limitlessness, that's how he becomes one with Brahma. He remains as Brahma.
Is it Kapha Eva Kaivalyam?
What?
Would it be Kapha Eva Kaivalyam?
No. Kevalasya Bhavaha Kaivalyam. The Kevalangara word is, means only. Kaivalya, oneness. Okay. Kaivalyam Patibadhyate. It is just a noun form. Listen, Kaivalyam, oneness. So he remains as Brahma means he attains freedom. Kaivalyam Pratipadyate means he attains oneness, means he remains one with Brahma, he remains as Brahma, he claims he takes ownership of his Swarupam being Brahma, thereby he attains freedom. Is it clear now? Attains freedom. Kaivalyam Pratipadyate. Okay. We'll come back and see the class. Time. Okay. You need any questions? Any of the, all these compounds are clear now? Yes, sir.
It's very minor. I was just wondering why the order Vimukta Karma Nigandaha would it be like Karma Nigandaha Vimukta?
Karma Nigadat, Karma Nigadebhyaha, then Vimukta. That's what I said, no?
Yeah. But why does the Samastampadam start with
Vimukta? Yeah. That is his style. See, Vimuktaha Karmanigadat Yaha. Vimukta Karmanigadaha. You can change it this way also. Karmanigada Vimuktaha. You can make it such a push also. Karmanaha Nigadasya. Karmanaha Nigadat Vimuktaha. Karma Nigada Vimuktaha. You can form that way also. You can form it. Come on, no problem. See, Karmanaha Nigadat Vimuktaha Yaha Saha Karma Nigada Vimuktaha. That's correct. Just the order, just to say, adjust the meter and all that. Vimuktaha Karma Nigadat Yaha. Understand now? Vimukta Karma Nigadaha. See, you put Karma Nigadat Vimuktaha, then Sahachat Purusha. Simple. Now it becomes what? Bahurihi. Got it? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate.